Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you important news.
It's time to get the morning sports news on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And welcome back to the Kia Studios with John and Hugh on this beautiful Wednesday.
Yeah, real quick, John, I did not know that Brian Gummer, he suffered from a bout of cancer, where he was fighting a bout of cancer. So I didn't know that. That's why he was looking a little bit older.
Right.
And he didn't really make it a big deal that he was dealing with that. And that I did not know. So I apologize for that. And I may mean to make fun of anybody who was dealing with something that severe, something that serious.
Yeah, now that you mention it, it seemed to, there was something about that.
I don't remember hearing anything about that. And shout out to the text line for, bringing that to my attention. But no, I didn't hear anything about that, so I didn't know.
Well, he and his brother certainly have had a tremendous impact on sports broadcasts.
Oh, no question about it.
Jeez.
No question about it.
The real sports
segments, man, he keeps it 1,000. He's really good.
Yeah, Brian. Well, that's why Brian, he's done more than just sports, obviously, in his career, and he's been able to do all that. And, of course, again, we were just celebrating the birthday of Greg Gumbel, who's astonishingly 71 years old. He didn't look
it. Looks good.
Yeah.
Just found out that he wore a wig. Did not know that. Kind of blew my mind.
Toupee.
Wig. Toupee, same thing.
And raccoon.
Listen, when I talk about getting a wig, man, people freak out. But, I mean, it's the thing to do nowadays. It's not as shameful as it once was. Women have been doing it for years. We just were late to the party. I don't see a problem with it. Wearing a wig, that is, for a guy.
Hey, is that what you're saying? You're going to do that? When
I thought about it, John, but every time that I mention it to anybody, they would say, no, you better not do that. Because the clowning factor would be like, that's a lot of heat that you would have to take.
So you'd actually have to change jobs and move to a new city.
I would have to probably go somewhere else. I just can't come up here one day and just say, okay, bald hair. You know what I mean? That'd be I gotta kind of ease into it. I don't know if I can ease into it. Being as bald as I've been bald for a long time, so I just can't come to work one day and they're bald and then all of a sudden, hair.
You go to the new town and they pull up the pictures from 95. Like,
wait a minute,
yo.
What happened? Well, I did this procedure.
Don't tell me about procedures. The procedure that was done last night was the Atlanta Braves over the New York Mets at SunTrust Park. The Braves' offense was high-flying at the Ballyard yesterday.
High fly ball. That's well hit left. Kemp will turn. That ball is gone. And opposite field, grand slam for Jay Bruce.
Jay Bruce's grand slam wasn't enough. The Braves ended up beating the Mets. Freddie Freeman hit a big home run in the game. He has 10 home runs on the year right now. And the Braves beat the Mets last night, and even the homestand at one game apiece. R.A. Dickey, another strong outing. And for the second time in about a week, R.A. Dickey beats Matt Harvey. He beats the Dark Knight head up as R.A. Dickey wins again against Matt Harvey. How about that?
Yeah, that's not too bad, man. Matt Harvey got roughed up a little bit. But how about this for Freddie Freeman? 42 home runs over 162 games, John. That's not bad. Over 162 games, 42 home runs. Pretty good.
What? Say that said again.
Freddie Freeman. 42 home runs over his past 162 games. I'm talking about a guy who basically last year, a lot of people were talking about, he had got off to a rough start. The middle of that order for the Braves right now is hitting pretty well.
Oh,
and
yeah,
last night, defensively, they came up real big. So, I mean, it's starting to turn a corner. And that's why you have to like this Braves team, because they're fighting. They never gave up. And if you look at some of the games they played in so far, it could have went either way for them. But they kept fighting. They kept chugging away. I still think they might be playing some meaningful baseball later on in the season.
Yeah, R.A. Dickey talking about beating Matt Harvey again last night.
I didn't really have a good one. I managed the game enough to give us a shot there, and we exploded. And I'm thankful we did.
Yeah, R.A. Dickey got a little bit of run support. Yeah, everybody in the starting lineup had at least one hit. To your point, I'm starting to look at this team, and again, I'm cautious. I know generally and broadly I'm not cautious, but but when I do make big bold predictions like I did with the Falcons on that piece that I wrote, and where I believe they are, I try and be honest with the fans because I try and be honest with myself. And so my honest assessment is, Hugh, this is what I look at with the Atlanta Braves, because I think you're right. Look, at the moment it appears, and it probably will happen, that Washington is going to run away and hide. They are just way too good right now, and they're going to run away with the division. But that leaves second place open. Braves win tonight, they could end up vaulting into second place. That could happen, especially on this homestand. They could find themselves, they are in a four-team fight with Miami, the Mets, the Phils, for second place in the NL East. And we'll call it what it is. I think the Braves can get there.
They can. I think so. And I think that they have the right attitude for it. And like I said, they're hitting. They had like 13 hits last night. Nine runs, 13 hits. So they're getting it done, and they feel good about where they are. You just got to get the front of that order, start hitting a little bit more, and it's going to be fine. I think they're in a good place right now. I really do.
Guys, the three local guys, you know, you have the Marietta High guy in Dansby Swanson, the Redan High guy in Brandon Phillips, the Woodstock High guy in Nick Markakis, the three local players. And I know that there's a lot more pressure. If you're from Woodstock High, Redan High, Marietta High, there's a little bit more pressure on you because you're playing in your, you know, hometown, and I understand that. But if we get those guys kind of going in sync with Ender Inciarte and Tyler Flowers, Matt Kemp, and Freddie Freeman, if those three can kind of join the parade here, I think the Braves offense is really going to go next level, because Inciarte has been really good. And Flowers
surprisingly
is really
good.
Yeah, surprisingly good.
Surprisingly good.
You know, so we'll see what happens. Tonight it'll be Jacob DeGrom on
that's
the mound.
That's going to be a tough one.
Yeah.
He's a really good pitcher.
And Bartolo Colon, Big Sexy, is going to pitch for the Braves. We could use Bartolo to have a pretty good outing. He's scuffled a little bit lately, so we could use a Big Sexy to have a good outing tonight. Braves and Mets, game three of the series at SunTrust Park. McDonald's is back. The dollar menu is back at McDonald's. You get a sausage biscuit, a McChicken biscuit, or a sausage McMuffin for only a dollar. A buck for a sausage McMuffin or a sausage biscuit only at McDonald's, and only for a limited time for that dollar menu there.
Yeah, and it's still Teacher Appreciation Week, so take a dollar and buy a teacher something nice. Buy them an Egg McMuffin.
You know, I was in the McDonald's the other day,
mm-hmm.
and I'm ordering. This is me. Okay, I'll tell you exactly what I ordered. I ordered a McChicken sandwich off the dollar menu, and I ordered a side salad. That was my lunch. Okay.
What you doing? You trying to eat healthy? Is that a side? He said a side salad, didn't he? Did I hear you wrong? You looking at me like I said something disrespectful? I'm trying to. I'm asking a question.
What I ordered.
Wait a minute. Wait. Okay, say it again. Because you looked at me like I said something wrong.
No, a McChicken sandwich and a side salad.
No, I'm saying, are you eating healthy?
I'm just trying to. Here's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to be conscious of what I'm eating. How about that?
Sounds like you had a great meal, John. I might go buy McDonald's and get myself one.
I'm not killing McDonald's. I'm talking about the fact that John is trying to eat healthy. That's it. McDonald's has great salads. I'm just surprised to hear John say he went and got a salad.
I know. I'm trying to pump him up because I'm proud of him for eating healthy, Hugh. It's good job, John. Sounds like a great meal.
So anyway, the ice cream machine is down for some reason or another.
Wait a minute. Okay.
No, keep going. I have to finish the story. This dude walks in and he orders like five parfaits or something, and the poor girl at the counter says, you know, I'm sorry, but for a moment they're cleaning or doing something, some maintenance on the ice cream machine. It's going to be about 30 minutes or whatever it was. And he gets in her grill and he's all worked up. He's like, you know, pounding the, you know, counter, and he's mad. He's like, how could you do this? I'm like, you know, people are starting to go, dude, relax. You know, you wanted your ice cream. And I felt so bad for the girl, you know, because, I mean, she's the counter help, you know. I mean, dude wanted his ice cream, though. Well, I have to admit, I did think about the ice cream, and I was very happy the ice cream.
Hey, boy, that ice cream, that soft serve ice cream.
I was like,
bee's knees.
Man, yeah, that's good. The Falcons met the media. We're going to hear from Vic Beasley coming up in about 10 minutes or so. And we'll hear a little bit from Alex Mack as well, and we'll discuss that. Let's move on to the NBA, where last night there were a couple of really big stories that happened in the NBA. We begin with the Boston series against Washington. Now, if I told you that John Wall went off for 40 points in the game and was dominating from his position, would you say, hey, you know what? Hadn't heard about it, so what happened? Did Washington win? No. Boston won because John Wall had 40, but Isaiah Thomas blew him out the water.
Thomas crosses, foul called, and one! Isaiah Thomas has cracked 50, and Markieff Morris is done.
and they just don't have any answer.
You know, this dude keeps this up, and someday somebody's going to look at some guy who used to play at Indiana and is one of the best point guards in the history of the NBA and go, hey, are you like related to the real Isaiah Thomas?
He's been getting that his whole life. And the answer is no. I saw that. What did they have on E60 or E30, whatever they call it? They had that, and they were talking about that because for a long time, I thought that he was Isaiah Thomas' son. But no, his dad named him after Isaiah Thomas because they were Thomases and he was one of his favorite players.
Well, you know what? He playing like Isaiah Thomas. He had 53 last night.
No, I'm telling you,
53.
And I know this is gonna probably hurt a lot of people's feelings, but that one guy, that Al Horford fella,
he played well last night.
And I'm just laughing because I know somebody in the studio. We don't have to say any names, so we already know who it is. Who likes to talk about, he likes to make comparisons to that, to the guy we have down here, mm-hmm. Dwight Howard guy, and say, we should have kept him. Uh-huh. But yeah, Al Horford is playing with a renewed fire right now. I mean, he's playing well. I'm just going to leave it like that. He's playing well. He's playing extremely well right now. Shout out to Al Horford.
Yeah, Isaiah Thomas, 29 points in the fourth quarter and overtime. Now, just the fourth quarter and overtime. Dude had 29.
Somebody just said Al Horford
points.
Disappeared. Really? Okay. Which, how many points did he have?
29 in the fourth quarter and overtime. Just the fourth quarter and overtime, he had 29.
Okay. Well, okay. To his point, he disappeared and came back big. He took a step back and came back big.
Celtics win 129-119, take a 2-0 lead over Washington. Also last night, Golden State knocking it out. Kevin Durant, is he going to have a big impact on this team? Maybe. Kevin Durant and Golden State on TNT knock off Utah 106-94 to take a 1-0 lead in that series, and that series pretty much over. Tonight, Raptors and Cavs. Cleveland leaves that series game two, Cleveland up one game to none. That means that Al Horford, Damari Carroll, and Kyle Korver are all still playing, right? Yeah. Rockets at Spurs game two with Houston on top, one game to none in that series as well. Now, there has been a lot of chatter here over the last 24 hours or so about another story that happened at Fenway Park where there were racist taunts towards Adam Jones. This is, by the way, it's not the first time, for whatever reason, that Adam Jones has faced this. He had a incident where a banana peel was thrown at him a couple of years ago, and now peanuts have been thrown at him, and I guess racist taunts, and there were a lot of video of Adam Jones going back and forth with the fans and jawing with the fans in Fenway Park, and the president of the Red Sox, Sam Kennedy, has now come out to apologize directly to Adam Jones.
It was important to us to apologize to Adam and the entire Orioles organization, which we did this morning. We had a chance to visit with him. John Henry and I met with our players first. I thought it was important to do that. And then we went over and John and I met with Adam and Buck Showalter today just to express our apologies for what happened last night. And we'll all try to move forward together. But behavior that should never happen, it's a reminder of where we are in society that this type of behavior still happens around the country. And it's disappointing, but we got to acknowledge it, take responsibility, accountability, and address it, and hopefully move forward.
You know what I don't get, Hugh?
What's that?
What has Adam Jones ever done that made anybody mad? I mean, on any level, let alone to be, taunted.
What I found fascinating was how they acknowledged the fact that, these fans, whomever they were, they did taunt him with these racial slurs, and then they did it again. The second game, and it was kind of like it was a footnote, and I just wonder not about Baltimore and how they feel about it, but how do the players feel that play for the Boston Red Sox? I mean, and the players that are like Isaiah Thomas and guys like that. I mean, because Boston's supposed to be this great city, this title town, and for you to have to be subjected to that kind of mockery in a stadium where they obviously, Big Poppy was one of the best designated hitters. that they've ever had. It's just strange to me. And, you know, me and Bo were sitting in the bullpen talking about it this morning, and he was saying that, well, you know, for some people, they feel like, well, you know, Big Poppy's different. He's Dominican. What color is Big Poppy's skin, though? I mean, and for you to sit there and try to rationalize, like, okay, it's okay to do this because, okay, one, number one, he plays for Baltimore, and he's really not Big Poppy's different. That's, to me, that's just fascinating. That's just fascinating how people can kind of, like, separate the two.
Right, and look, I mean, there's so many levels on this story, and Major League Baseball is going to be meeting to address this. Rob Manfred's going to have to figure something out because they're going to have to start maybe coming up with some guidelines, I guess.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.